The Inside Story with Marty Griffin. Weekdays 9 to noon. Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News. Right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's 8:43, KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway, and everything's focused right now on the holiday. I want to remind you, today is free shipping day. If you're going to order online, go to freeshippingday.com. They've got a list of all of the participants who are doing it free today, and it'll get there by Christmas.
Yeah, some of the big box stores are involved. It's over 2,500 different merchants. So check it out. Now joining us, senior money editor, Consumer Reports, Toby Stanger, whose husband, we understand, is a Pittsburgher. Is that right,
really?
Toby?
He is. He's from Squirrel Hill. He's going to be excited about this Pirate Fest you were talking about before.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Tonight, by the way, it's the season ticket holder special premiere, and then tomorrow and Sunday at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Where are you right now?
I'm just north of New York City. Yonkers, New York is where Consumer Reports is located.
Yeah, that's the headquarters of the Steeler Fan Club of Yonkers.
Correct.
All right. Well, Toby, obviously we wanted to talk tipping. Now, generally, if you go to a restaurant, people get it. Anywhere from 15 to 20% is the norm. But what about this annual tradition of holiday tipping?
Yeah, take like people who take care of our hair. What do we do with them?
Well, we did a survey of our readers at the beginning of this year, so they had fresh in their mind what they tipped last holiday season, and that should give an indication of what they might do this year. And it really varies, but typically people are tipping from $10 to $20 as a sort of a holiday tip gift kind of thing. It does seem to vary. Hairdressers get, on average, $15. Barbers get $10. The people who seem to get the most as a median tip were housekeepers who got $50.
Whoa.
You got to have a housekeeper first.
Well, right. And it seems that the people who get who are most likely to be tipped are the people with whom you are likely to have a personal relationship with. So child care provider, housekeeper.
Should you tip your boss?
I think my boss should tip me.
I like that answer. What about your mailman? It seems like this always comes up.
Well, yes. There actually is a postal service regulation that you cannot tip or give a postal service worker more than $20 or the value of $20. You're not allowed to give cash. You can give a gift card that's worth $20 but that cannot be exchanged for cash. That's actually a rule. Or you can give, anything worth up to $20. Or you can give a baked good or something, that's invaluable, something that you've made, perhaps.
Baked goods for the mailman?
Well, that's one thing that we suggest for people who maybe cannot afford to tip, don't feel that they can lay out more money, that you could create a craft item or provide a baked good. And at the very least, if you really don't feel that you can lay out any money or any effort, really, you could just write a nice thank you card. It really is to be able to say to somebody, thank you for everything you do for me.
Whoa, wait a minute. Somebody's going to open this envelope and get a thank you note with nothing in it, and they're going to go, cheap.
Well, some people are just not they don't feel they're in the position to tip. Now, of course, in the long view, we say, you really should sort of budget in your Christmas budget for tipping. But, if you haven't done that and you really just don't think you can do it, it is still important to say thank you.
I remember at a garage I used to park, they would have a note saying, due to the overwhelming requests,
yes,
we have about where to put our tips, we've created a tip box.
And we pool all tips.
That's a good idea, right?
Works for me.
Yeah. Well, Toby, tell your husband Pittsburgh's hanging in there.
He misses it.
Yeah, still?
Oh, yes.
How long since you stole him from us?
Oh, gosh. About 25 years.
And he still misses us?
Oh, yes. He's a huge Steeler fan.
Here's a suggestion for you. Make sure he gets on YouTube and check out Pittsburgh Dad on YouTube. Okay,
that's your tip.
That'll give him a fix without a doubt. And by the way, your tip is in the mail.
Thank you very much.
And we will have our audience check out your tipping tips, holiday tips. Consumer Reports senior money editor Toby Stanger. Thanks, Toby.
Thank you.
It's 848. Check in the weekend AccuWeather forecast and troubles in traffic next.